Welcome back to Occultism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisab. Today, we're taking a look at a new Kanye West video, a.k.a. Ye. And we're going to talk about Ye's interest in occult Nazism through his new album, Vultures. We're going to talk about alchemy. We're going to talk about the Twin Peaks Black Lodge symbol. We're going to talk about Ye's anti-Semitism, ties to white supremacy, black metal, satanic murderers, the occult alchemical black sun, and more occult symbols in this latest album of his. Ironically, if you're watching the video version, I was messing around with some things and trying to set up a camera. Anyway, I grabbed a couple books off my shelf just to stack my camera up on, and ironically, one of the books was Jim Mars's The Rise of the Fourth Reich, the secret societies that threaten to take over America. And he argues about the Nazis coming over. Now, I actually haven't read this book yet. And the reason I have this book is because my father, who passed away in 2012, right before the Mayan apocalypse happened, he had this book in his possession. He was very intrigued by the story of Hitler and Himmler and the Nazis' occult obsessions. And this was one of his books, and I haven't read it yet. Now, ironically, Jim Mars, who passed away also, his last book, he featured a quote from yours truly. So we've come full circle. Very strange. And then I just happened to grab that book. But yeah, I should read it. I just, my dad wasn't super conspiracy, but he was definitely intrigued by some dark elements. Charles Manson, the Nazis, all kinds of stuff. So this was one of his books. I was reading, he had a book about Gables that I was reading. That was pretty interesting. But anyway, we're talking about Kanye West. And I'm going to prove to you that he's got some dark interests. And in Ye's new video trailer that I talked about on my Instagram, there were some dark forces being summoned, much like the Black Lodge of Twin Peaks. And yes, I know that because I'm deep diving into the world of Twin Peaks, into the Grey Lodge, I know everything is Twin Peaks related, but that's why so many people over the years have been telling me I need to watch Twin Peaks, because every time I wrote a blog article or made a comment, people said, Twin Peaks, you got to watch it, Isaac. And I finally did last year. And and speaking of, quick plug, I've got the new Twin Peaks shirt design, gumroad.com/IsaacW. Take a look and buy yours while you can. They're super soft, super flattering. I guarantee it's going to be your new favorite shirt. What's the design? Well, you got to look at it to see it, right? I'll put a link in the show notes. It's got Laura Palmer, it's got Dale Cooper, it's got the Red Room, it's got it all. So be sure to get these limited shirts. I'm not printing them again. This is the one and only time you got. And in fact, depending on when you're listening to it, I've got them, I knocked a couple bucks off for Twin Peaks week to incentivize you to hurry up and go buy your shirt. Because, I'm still getting requests to reprint the George Bush Saturn Death Cult shirt. I'm not doing it. These are once and done prints, all right? So get on it while you can. And if your size is left in the Dale Cooper coffee shirt, the damn fine cup of coffee shirt, you better get that too while you're at it. Because I'm not printing those again either. All right? Okay. And anyways, you can read details on it at my Gumroad store. So again, gumroad.com/IsaacW. And you can knock 10% off your purchases on my Gumroad store by being a supporter. Go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. It'll if you're buying some shirts or signed books, it's going to pay for itself within a month. And if you hate it, you don't have $5 a month, then turn it off, right? Save yourself some money. Get some great merchandise. Kanye West. Okay, sure, we saw various images in the Kanye West sort of teaser video as well, which obviously you see in the Vultures video. BDSM masks, apocalyptic scenes with people incinerating, very dark imagery. But there's a very specific angle that the director makes visible. And in fact, if you're joining me on the Twin Peaks Grey Lodge series and you haven't finished season 2 yet, I'm going to do some plot spoiling. So I'm going to advise you right now, I'm talking slowly, I'm going to advise you right now to skip forward 2 minutes from where I am right now so you don't hear. I mean, these are light plot spoilers, but it's a great season 2. So I don't want to ruin it for you. So fast forward right now, 2 minutes. But what you're going to see in the Kanye West vultures, you see owls, which is a major theme in Twin Peaks, with the owls are not what they seem because they are, of course, entities from another dimension. And there's wolves in the video. You can see the opening of a portal and a shape-shifting black wolf. Wolf's also relevant to symbolism of Nazis as well, I should add. But take note of the hooded figures in this Kanye West video. They are much like the guardian or the visitor that you see in season 2 of Twin Peaks. And the guardian leads the way to the Black Lodge. And in fact, you can see, because if you checked out my Instagram post I made a couple weeks ago when the teaser came out, these guardians are holding a keyway like you see Catherine Martell trying to decode in Twin Peaks towards the end of season 2. And this astrological keyway actually turns into a spiral, which you see in the owl cave on the petroglyph. And it all comes together. And should you readers have, listeners have doubts? I'm reading off of my own captions. Should the readers have doubts in the Twin Peaks connection? Take note, there's some black hooded figures standing in what seems like the entrance to the Black Lodge in the Ghostwood National Forest at Glastonbury Grove. All right. And then we've got an iconic scene from, it looks like season 3, episode 8, the iconic atomic bomb sequence. All right. So now, and another thing we're going to talk about, the Black Lodge symbol of Twin Peaks is a diamond with two legs and then a vertical sort of diagonal shooting off of the two legs. It's kind of hard to explain. And some people have been comparing that to a Nazi symbol, and it's not exactly the same symbol necessarily, but it is very close. And there's a symbol called the Odal that the Nazis were using because it goes back to Viking culture with the pagan Germanic runes, you know? And typically you see it as a black diagonal square like the Black Lodge, but there's just the two legs. And then it terminates. And it means family or heritage or state, because the Nazis believed that the Scandinavians were the pure Aryan race, just like the German Nazis were. And which came from, I think they called the Anunnaki, the society that they were trying to study using pseudoscience to prove that they were this elite bloodline. But it's just like the swastika. They took a symbol and they deemed it evil because of the actions of the Nazis, but the symbol itself wasn't always quote-unquote evil, right? In fact, CNN has an article about it, and if you look it up, it shows one variation of this Othala rune, and it is exactly the same as the Black Lodge symbol, where it's got the two legs, the diamond with the two legs and then the vertical extension. So, I mean, kind of. Which is a real bummer, because I know a lot of people that are in the Twin Peaks get the tattoos, and that's one of the most common tattoos. But obviously, different meanings, right? Kind of like the swastika. If you put it in reverse, it's a positive symbol from many ancient cultures. So, anti-Semitism. We're trying to talk about this, because in the video you see, in this Vultures video, you see Twin Peaks imagery of the Black Lodge. Now let's rewind a little bit. Ye released the video version of this Vultures track. The song itself was released on 11/22, which is kind of, that's the date that JFK was assassinated in the King Kill ritual, if you listen to the theories of James Shelby Downard. But Ye had issues with the album because at this point, people have been distancing themselves from Kanye West because he was saying all these anti-Semitic things. They gave him grief for a line in the Vultures album about having sex with a Jewish woman. I don't know why that's anti-Semitic, but I guess if he had said all these other things in the past, maybe it would have been fine. We've talked about this ad nauseum, so you can rewind through the catalog and take a look. There's, he said a lot of things that were, is he calling for the extermination of one particular race? No, but he is saying things that could easily be construed as anti-Semitism. We'll just say that, right? That's my take on it, is I wouldn't say these things out loud the way he's saying them. You know, but I did a whole episode talking about how it is dangerous to talk like that. Going back to the conspiracy of the Protocol Elders of Zion. And I would subscribe more to the Bill Cooper version. In fact, in Behold a Pale Horse, he writes that the copy I have, the original version of Behold a Pale Horse, has the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. They call it by a similar title. And he says, look, just replace the word Jewish with Illuminati, and that's what we're dealing with, okay? And that's kind of what I think the proper angle is, because, you know, it's, I don't need to explain to you why it's problematic to be racist or to deem everyone of one particular race, religion, ethnicity as all entirely evil or whatever. And I don't know that Kanye West exactly did that, but I think he's dancing on the line of it with some things that he does, especially the symbolism you find in this video. So, like, is he? I don't know. Do I feel bad for him? No, because I think he's being an idiot. I really do. And look, you could argue, because a lot of conspiracy people love Kanye West, and they argue that, well, you know, what he's doing is he's being an artist, and he's pushing the limits of free speech and teaching us a lesson of how we should be able to say what we want and so on and so forth. Okay, sounds good. But, I mean, sorry, I gotta... My throat's being a little funky today. The air quality's getting bad in Utah again in the winter. Anyways, I say all that to say this. To sum it up, he's had a lot of controversial statements, all right? Believe in whatever you want to believe in. And again, like I always say, even if he flat out is an anti-Semite and says it out loud, I don't know, does that mean you can't listen to his music or enjoy it? I have a hard time with that, right? I have a hard time with the cancel culture thing. People make mistakes. You know, everyone gets a path to redemption. They really do. But here's the issue. This Vulture's album cover is, and I don't know if this is the final cover art, because no one buys albums anymore. They just stream them. The original cover art being used was tied to Nazism. I'm going to read you from Wikipedia. It says the final cover art was revealed on December 12th, 2023 by Ty Dolla $ign in an Instagram post. Writing for Hip Hop DX, Sam Moore described the cover as being linked to Nazism, noting Friedrich's status as a favorite artist of Adolf Hitler. Moore further found that the cover's typography was reminiscent of that used by Burzum, a black metal project founded by Varg Vikernes and previously sampled on Kanye West and Gucci Mane's Pussy Print in 2016. The Burzum comparison and Hitler's adoration of Friedrich were also reported on The Guardian and The Independent. West was, and look, you know, Hitler made the Volkswagen Bug too, so are we not allowed to like Volkswagens? West was later photographed wearing a Burzum shirt in a tweet with collaborator JPEG Mafia. Vikernes responded by praising West for having the courage to wear his project's shirt in public. Now, this Burzum feller is interesting. Or this band, I guess. It's a Norwegian black death metal band, and the word Burzum means darkness in the black speech in J.R.R. Tolkien's world. And, you know, a lot of that imagery and symbolism and folklore of that ties into this pagan Germanic interests, right? And the guy who basically started the Burzum band is Varg Vikernes that we talked about. And this guy went to prison for murdering another black metal guitarist from Mayhem named Euronymous. Euronymous was a Satanist who worships Satan as a god, not the Church of Satan that thinks all gods are silly. Well, that's not an accurate statement. But you know what I'm saying? Like some like, I think it's the Satanic Temple. They don't actually believe that there's a bad guy named the devil or a good guy named God or Christ. But Euronymous was also burning down churches because he worships the devil himself. Now, Vikernes said that the reason they were burning churches was because he was, I guess, palling around with this guy, Euronymous. Said that burning the churches was a retaliation to the church killing the pagan Vikings. You know, and see what I, you know, re-listen to what I said earlier. They liked Viking culture because the Scandinavians, they believed, were the pure Aryan race. Euronymous, who's of course dead, he got murdered by this guy Vikernes, said that Anton LaVey and Aleister Crowley were too peaceful. So that shows you what we're dealing with here. He said he's actually very much against freedom and liberal democracy and wants people to do what he wants them to do. He's not a do what thou wilt. He's do what I wilt. A very fascist idea, right? Which, you know, not to take it political, but maybe Ye is embracing some of these things. He does think he's a god, and perhaps he thinks that what he says should go as God. And that's where a lot of the fascist stuff comes in. And maybe that's what, because a lot of people claim that Donald Trump has an interest in fascism and being a dictator. Now, is that what happened in reality in the past? No. Did he want that? Maybe, right? I mean, you could argue all day about what really happened with the election. I'm not getting into it. But you can't deny that he has a certain adoration for sort of authoritarian figures, like the dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. And, you know, they say Putin's a dictator in a way, too. But there is an idea that there is an alt-right sort of fascist desire to make everybody do what the will of the party is instead of having the freedom to, you know, choose what you want to do or live how you want to live. So you can see the connection of Nazis with fascists, with the occult, with murder and burning churches and all that. I should also know that Euronymous had 23 stab wounds, which is a very peculiar number in terms of Discordianism, of the, you know, the, what do they call it, the law of 23 or whatever. Everything happens, no, it's the law of fives, and the number 23 is the 23 enigma, because 2 plus 3 equals 5. And there's a documentary called Lords of Darkness about all this. I actually haven't seen it yet. But it's about this black metal movement and the murder of this guy and how these Satanists were burning down churches and all kinds of stuff. This Vikernes guy also received a manifesto from Anders Breivik. That's that neo-Nazi shooter that killed those 69 kids on that island. And I think, if I remember, I'm trying to go back in time. Wasn't he wearing like a Freemasonic or Nazi uniform? Or maybe he was talking bad about the Freemasons? I don't remember. I do remember that I think it was Hitler who actually did not like the Freemasons, because I would guess it's because the Freemasons are part of this idea of a liberal democracy. And it gets a little confusing here. I'm not a historian, so I'm not prepared to speak about those things right now. Back to Kanye West. Is the mainstream media still picking on him by saying that, oh, well, look, his cover art has 6 degrees of separation to Nazis and Hitler. This guy just is so anti-Semitic. I don't know. Seems pretty dark. Sometimes people like dark stuff, though, so maybe not, right? Like great case in point. My father had this book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, about the sort of embedded Nazis, and he was interested in Nazi history. Was he an anti-Semite? No, not at all. He's actually a great guy. He read the Bible every Sunday. Loved mankind. So, but given, you know, but given Kanye West's own statements, I'm not here to help the guy. I think he's making things worse for himself. And you can't recklessly say a bunch of stuff about Jewish people and then also wear clothing endorsing Nazis and have people just pretend that it's totally not possible he's actually anti-Semitic, or he's, you know, off his meds, or he has mental issues or a traumatic brain injury from his car accident. Who knows, right? Could be any of these things. And they keep asking him about this anti-Semitism stuff, and all he ever says is, I can't be anti-Semitic. I'm black, and black people are Jewish. Now, the guy who created the video for Vultures, we're not even in the video yet. It's a oops all preamble show today. The guy who created the video for Vultures was John Raffman. And I went to his Instagram page, and he had an image of Bomarzo. And this is a video he made for an opera years ago. And Bomarzo is a park or a garden or something in Italy. And has a bunch of statues there, like the Cerberus, I don't know how you say the name properly, the three-headed dog from hell in Roman mythology. And it also had an image of a bunch of black hooded people sacrificing a naked guy on a black stone, which is obviously very occult, very satanic. He also on his Instagram had the Vision of Tondale via Damien Kampf. And I looked this up, the Vision of Tondale, it's actually a story that sounds kind of cool. If you go to getty.eu, it says, The Visions of the Knight Tondale tells the story of a wealthy and errant Irish knight whose soul goes on a journey through hell and paradise with an angel for a guide. As a result of his experience, Tondale is spiritually transformed and vows to lead a more pious life. Now, I think that could be part of what we're witnessing, because Kanye West, over the last few years with the Donda concerts, has been showing us a lot of dark occult symbolism of the alchemical process of going into the Negredo, the blackening, the first phase of alchemy. Maybe he is trying to spiritually go down through hell and come back transformed to lead a more pious life. Maybe that's one thing he's doing. I don't know. What's interesting about Raffman's post is that he zoomed in on one part of this painting of the Knights of the Vision of Tondale. And it looks to me, and you probably have to look on my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. I'll try to remember to post. Let me put a note. I hate to say things and not follow through with you guys. I'll put the image on my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. What's interesting is that Raffman, he posted a zoomed in part of the painting, and it looks like a goat feeding blood to a man, right? There's that cannibalism stuff. There's the Cakes of Light of Aleister Crowley, or the Spirit Cooking of Marina Abramovich. It's what it looks like to me. And of course, this painting is from Hieronymus Bosch, who also was used by Travis Scott in his artwork for the infamous Astroworld concert, where we had the mass, I mean, he had so much satanic symbolism of that thing. Back in November of 21, I think it was, I did 4 episodes on it, I think. But, you know, recall, guess who put Travis Scott on? It was Kanye West. And guess who put Kanye West on? It was Jay-Z. There's a lineage of this allegedly very satanic interest here. So let's go to, and then something interesting happened. On February 9th, the Vultures album, the live stream of it, was cut off. And let me read you from page 6. Also, I should note that the Vultures album cover, I looked it up again, and it changed again. Now it's a guy running through the light. There's one image that is Kanye in all black with a black mask, and then his wife Bianca. But the original artwork was the Nazi stuff. Anyway, he was live streaming the album, and it cut out after he used the word anti-Semite. I'm going to read to you from page 6. During Thursday's listening party at the United Center in Chicago, West debuted his new songs for a packed crowd while wearing all black with a Jason Voorhees mask. In one track, he rapped, "And I'm still crazy, bipolar, anti-Semite, and I'm still the king." Which obviously he's being facetious here, because he's saying that everyone calls him crazy, bipolar, and anti-Semite. So, Almost immediately after the Grammy winner uttered the word king, the stream went black and silent. However, the live stream eventually resumed. Blah, blah, blah. Talks about his daughter because Northwest is on the, you know, these Kim Kardashian and Kanye West made a baby and called named her name is Northwest. And now he put her on the album and I think she's 10 and it, I don't know, hit number one on Billboard or top 10 or whatever. And now there's this article about how she became the first kid ever to have a top song at 10 years old. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, though, I'm so over this, what do you call it? These Nepo babies, this nepotism stuff. Like Jay-Z and Beyonce, they can't break their necks hard enough to make sure everyone knows who Blue Ivy is and put her in the spotlight. And now Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are doing it. Like, this fame is such a drug, right? Because they obviously, these kids don't need to be famous as kids. Let them be kids. I don't know how many stories we have to hear about of these kids talking about how the fame really screwed them up. So for these parents, they're either irresponsible, stupid, or so conceited that they insist on putting their kids out there like this. And I think it's gross. Like, first off, and then on top of that, all like, hey, Kanye West, like, I'll listen to your music. I actually like Kanye West's music. I don't care about your kid. I don't care. I don't hear, like, so your 10-year-old privileged kid. I'm not trying to hear her kick knowledge. Like, I don't care. Even if she crushed it and did a great rap, I'm not trying to tear this 10-year-old girl down, but even if she crushed it, I'm still going to be like, yeah, well, Kanye West probably told you to rap like this, and, you know, I don't know. Like, to me, it's not like... And look, I tell you before, I tell you again. I'm the biggest hater there is, so whatever. So, like, Blue Ivy, Northwest, like, I could care less. I don't care what they do. You know? I'm interested in people that are original artists. And look, these kids are coming from so much wealth and privilege that there's no way that their art is going to be good. Because, you know, I respect artists who suffer and go through some stuff. I want to hear what their experiences. I want to hear about it. Like, it's like when you find out Kid Rock comes from, like, a rich family. It's like, well, that's too bad because I liked his music. And now I'm like, oh, it was just a shtick to be this poor white trash guy. And, like, I lose all respect for that. That doesn't mean, you know, I'll still listen to Kid Rock's music. I don't care. You know, every episode I got to talk about how I hate people. I hate 10-year-old girls, I guess. So what? Anyway, okay, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay, that was basically the whole article. Now let's get to the symbolism of the video. Why am I going so hard into paint on Kanye West? Well, we already talked about all the Twin Peaks symbolism, and you can see that post on the Instagram. Let me put a link to that. In my show notes, I'm going to say put a link. Link to... IG Twin Peaks. Oh, and a link to the new cool shirt that you can get. All right, let's see. So the symbolism, obviously it's about a vulture, right? Well, they show the vulture as a big black bird. Now, in terms of alchemy, like I told you before, and if you go back and listen to my Donda album analysis and concert analysis I've done over the years, it's nothing new. It's the same symbolism over and over from this guy, from Kanye West. It's symbolism of alchemy, the black sun. It's the negredo, the first phase of the process, right? And what are we talking about? We're talking about the enlightenment towards the magnum opus, towards the phoenix. The phoenix is unlocking immortality because that's what these psychopaths want. They think they can become gods and... I mean, I don't know how many times Kanye West has to talk about how he's God before we listen to him. And they, oh, yeah, he thinks he's God. He's crazy. Got it. There was a book called Real Alchemy by Robert Bartlett. And also, you can find this in Raymond Buckland's book. But anyways, he tells us this when speaking of the black sun. The ancient Greeks called Egypt Chem or Chemet, which meant the black land, based upon the fertile soil of the Nile River nearby it, right? When Pythagoras synthesized the mystery teachings, he brought the Egyptian mystery school teachings back to Greece. Because you remember, Pythagoras was traveling all around that region back in the day, and he had his own little secret society where they took a 5-year vow of silence and all this stuff. And they called it the black art, the chemia. And do you like my accent? I don't know if that's an authentic accent of Egypt. And this is where the birth of alchemy comes from, because of the alchemists, the initiates who started out sharing this information. The word al came from people fleeing Rome when it became Christian in 325 AD and went over to the Arabic lands. But the Arabic teachings, the Arabics were really into sacred geometry and stuff like that. Like algebra comes from, the Arabic culture, al-jabr. And if you get into the history of secret societies and Bill Cooper's Mystery Babylon series, you'll hear about the assassins and Aladdin and the story of that. But there, anyway, it's the whole idea, the alchemy comes from this area, right? And in the video, Vultures, there's a ton of imagery that seems very Middle Eastern. And you'll see people and they're wearing what looks like the hijab, what Bill Maher calls the beekeeper suit. And then there's all this alchemical symbolism. So it's clearly pointing towards this, right? Towards Arabic culture and alchemy. But let me keep going. I'll prove it to you here. It shows us an eclipse of the black sun. And the black sun represents the dissolution of the body. Again, the first stage of alchemy. It's about the destruction of matter, trying to get down to the prima materia. It's the dissolving of all material. And this is what ties us into a lot of the obsession that these death cults have with destroying humanity. The Saturn death cults, as they say, or the Brotherhood of Saturn, maybe. And in the video, you'll see the hooded figure. This is the guardian. And the hooded figure is between two buildings that are the pillars, much like we talked about on the 9/11 shows, the twin pillars, Boaz and Yaqin, the entrance to the mystical place. And this goes back to Solomon's temple, and you see it to this day in Freemason iconography. It's all about the opposing polarities. One is literally the sun and one is literally the moon. Male and female, opposing polarities. But more importantly, it's the entrance to the mystical place. This is the realm of the unknown for the initiate, which I believe is Kanye West. I think he's trying so hard to understand the secrets of alchemy so that he can become the immortal phoenix. The transmutation to unlock the philosopher's stone. And there's a bunch of weird stuff throughout the video, of course. You've got these weird hooded black figures with guns and clowns and taxi like John Wayne Gacy and people bursting into flames and stuff, right? But let's talk about the hooded figure one more time. Now, another idea you can consider with that hooded figure is in the video, you'll notice that he or she is working chemistry, which, you know, with fires and powders and things like this. And again, referring to the alchemists, these were actually the first scientists. Isaac Newton was an alchemist. And this is, of course, where the term chemistry comes from. It actually comes from alchemy first, about trying to, and the sort of mainstream understanding of it is trying to turn lead into gold. And it's, conducting the magnum opus, creating the philosopher's stone and perfecting the soul is the idea. And what we're talking about is becoming immortal and becoming a god. Then you've got this sort of heavy-duty occult symbol of the 7-fingered hand with flames coming out of the tips of the hand. And it looks very similar to the cover I used for The Dark Path. And you'll see this with stage magicians, but then, you know, this flaming hand. But there's an occult reference here, and it's called the Hand of Glory, which has various meanings. Sounds if you get your mind out of the gutter, the Hand of Glory, it was used in Wicker Man, if you saw Wicker Man from 1973. And usually, it refers to the left hand of a criminal who's been executed. Interesting, the left hand path. But it's used for a variety of purposes, none of which seem very clear. I was able to get a copy of this book by Petit Albert, this book from the 1800s, and they, in it, he describes it as follows. A candle is then made with the fat of the hanged man, virgin wax, and sesame oil, and the hand of glory is then used as a candlestick to hold this candle when lit. In all the places where one shall go with this fatal instrument, all onlookers will become immobile. It was asked what remedy existed for such a device, and they said that the hand of glory became of no effect, and that thieves would be defeated if the threshold of the door of the house or other places where they attempt to enter with the hand was smeared with an ointment composed of black cat blood, white chicken fat, and owl blood upon a cloth there. It was necessary that this was all made during midsummer. Now, that's interesting because it talks about the owl blood, and we're talking about blood in general. And then recall, I talked about the director had that zoomed in image on the painting of the goat with the blood making the man drink blood. I don't know. Is it more spirit cooking talk? Is it? I mean, it's in the ballpark, right? It's in the ballpark. One more element there. It's got seven fingies. Why has he got seven fingers? Looks like five fingies and two thumbs, kind of. And Google results points to a book by Mark Chagall that says, to do something with seven fingers is a Yiddish expression meaning to do something well. Which opens a whole new can of worms for me. Kanye West, who has been very critical of Jewish people, is now, you and people are getting all upset because he said he had sex with a Jewish woman. Well, is he showing us an occult perspective? Is he claiming that Jewish people are doing black magic rituals of some kind? I don't know. Or is he saying that he's doing it? It's very hard to tell. Or it could be the directors just showing us these things. But interesting that we've got the hand of glory with the Yiddish expression of meaning to do something well on Kanye West's video, something that nobody seems to be talking about. And then throughout the video, I mean, there's tons of symbolism. I'll post the images on Instagram. There's like a lot of white eyeballs, like a single all-seeing eye, which is the third eye, the pineal gland. And typically white eyes demonstrate possession. There was a show called Supernatural on TV, apparently, that uses it. Says that they're demons and they can kill angels. I've never seen Supernatural. I've heard about it. I've heard that it's got Aleister Crowley in there and stuff. Then you see a three-headed dog. There's that Roman Cerebrus again. Cerebrus. We talked about that Italian park or garden earlier from the director. And then we got black hoods with this white light on their faces. White light on their faces. Again, exactly what you see in Twin Peaks. The director is clearly influenced by Twin Peaks. Or Kanye West, or both of them. Then they got this light that explodes from the forehead. Again, this is the opening of the third eye, the pineal gland. It shows the enlightenment of Kanye West into the occult, I would argue. It's got melting eyes, like eyes dripping. Again, more all-seeing eye imagery. It's got this man who looks maybe like it's Kanye West pointing up and down. This is the as above, so below. This is the two-finger salute, which you kind of see the owl image do as well. We've seen that a lot lately. It's also in Twin Peaks. And towards the end of season two, there's a what looks like the two-fingered salute as well. Then there's an image that looks like the Shroud of Turin, again embodying Christ. There's an angel falling like lightning. Literally, there's lightning. And who's the angel that fell like lightning? It's Lucifer. So make no doubt, there's Luciferian symbolism in the Kanye West video. And then the hooded figure again with the orb of light. It looks like magic, kind of. You've got a portal in flames. It reminds me of the Travis Scott Astroworld concert that had a massive portal with flames and looked like hell. And then the video ends, as we could have predicted, as your boy could have predicted, of a man, probably Kanye West, falling into a flaming bird. This is alchemy. This is the final stage. This is the phoenix, the bird on fire. And I read this video as Kanye West going through the stages of alchemy, which is what he's wanted this whole time over these last few years. He showed us this in the past. His his acolyte Travis Scott showed us in his videos. I blogged about it back in 2015. He shows us the same symbolism. I think it's the Goosebumps video. Literally, the Blackbird catches on fire. Make no mistake, I'm calling it. Kanye West is an occultist. Illuminate confirm, Kanye West. So in conclusion, yes, I do think Ye is going down the path of Travis Scott, embracing satanic elements, dark imagery, black magic, alchemy. And why not? Doja Cat clearly is doing it. Lil Uzi Vert clearly doing it. They're employing all this satanic symbolism. And that just seems to be the nature of things to this day. And I suspect they're being influenced by all the Satanists that they hang out with and look up to. Rick Owens, Michelle Lammy, these fashion icons. Marilyn Manson, Naomi Campbell. They're all into this kind of stuff. It seems. Allegedly. Right. And Kanye West showed us this death and rebirth symbolism for many years. This is nothing new. Recall, he presented the Puff Daddy, who's in hot water now, he presented Puff Daddy with a Lifetime Achievement Award on BET in 2022, and this is literally what he said. You know, I took a little hiatus. I said, I just wanted to declare myself legally dead for a year. Then he releases a poem called Dead. And the man's never taken hasn't taken a mask off in years. In fact, at the Super Bowl, we talked about how he's wearing a big cross, a crucifix on his face. This is suppression of the ego, the mask. He's pursuing the death and rebirth ritual. We did a whole show on Donda 2 concerts and the symbolism of him embracing the shadow and the black sun. And we read from Stanton Marlin's book on the Black Sun of Alchemy, where he talks about how the black sun is symbolism for exploring the dark subconscious, the shadow realm, the initiate entering the dark void, which is why Kanye West's concerts are so dark, which is why Kanye West is showing us black clothing, head to toe, face to toe. Shit, he covers his whole face and everything. Everyone's going along for this alchemical journey of the phases of Kanye West's alchemical journey. And of course, the other concern I've got is the Nazi stuff. Beyond Kanye's own words and clothing and Nazi satanic bands burning down churches, with the symbolism in the video of the black sun. And the Nazis did that too at Wevelsburg Castle. Heinrich Himmler, remember that? Had the black sun. It symbolizes fascism. Nazis used it as a mystic energy source, you know. They were really about that, employing dark forces and dark energies. And, you know, you can't separate that from the anti-Semitism stuff that Kanye West seems to be talking about. You know, there's lots of angles and beliefs and perspectives of Kanye West and his art and his belief systems. And you could convince me on one side of the argument or another, but where you will not convince me is that he is a Christian. You can't convince me. Did he do a gospel album? Yes. You know what? I take that back. I think Kanye West has a Christian side of him, and sometimes it comes out. And I'm not condemning the man. I'm a Christian, and I'm a terrible person. I do awful things that I shouldn't do. But I'm also not responsible for millions of fans who think I'm a genius. And that's my concern, right? That our culture has made celebrity worship such a thing that when you become that famous, you now have a responsibility. I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes. I don't think it should be that way. We shouldn't worship these celebrities as gods and goddesses who are perfect and just blindly follow them and, you know, like Taylor Swift wearing diapers to her concert so we could shit our pants so we don't miss anything. These are just normal people, man. And sometimes the power goes to their head, the fame goes to their head, and they make the wrong decisions, the wrong choices, but let me rephrase what I said earlier. I have no doubts that Kanye West explores occult thinking. No doubts. Is there a Christian inside of him fighting to come out? Sure, I could see that. I don't think that's entirely disingenuous to say that he's got some Christian beliefs in there. I think signals are getting scrambled in his head. It could be honest. mental health problems. It could be that car accident. I don't know what the answer is. I'm certainly not trying to condemn the man. All I'm doing is what I always do, point out symbolism, trying to open up minds to understand that there seems to be a spiritual battle happening. And that's it. Pick your path, okay? Be nice to everyone. That's it. Be nice to everyone. Please. and please buy my shirts. Gumroad.com/ICW. Support your boy and get some great Twin Peaks merch while it's there, okay? Go check it out. And until next time, stay positive.